Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I do appreciate you so very, very much. So we are three episodes away from finishing up our series on the different types of authorities. And on today's episode, we are talking all things mental authority, also referred to as environmental authority. So the mental authority is reserved for a rare kind of projector called a mental projector. They only have two centers that are defined. And when we talk about centers, we are talking about the shapes on our body graph. So the mental projector only has two of those shapes that are defined. And those two shapes that are defined are the Ajna and head center. So really the Ajna and head center run the show. Mental authorities have two different sides of their mind, their thinking mind and their sensing or intuitive mind. And mastering your design comes from being able to distinguish between them and then using each one for the right role. Let's talk a little about how each of these sides of the mind work first. So with a mental projector, they often have a huge, often singular focus in life, which generally is all about looking at the outside world and using what they see to come up with sharp and useful insights and perspectives to improve or tweak the world around them in areas that they are interested in. This is what the thinking mind is for. Your sensing mind is the part of you that doesn't observe and process, it just knows. And it also doesn't quite know how it works. This is the intuitive part of your mind and the part that if you are a mental projector, you are meant to use for yourself to make your personal life decisions. When it is intuitive, you cannot back it up with logic or facts, and you are not consciously thinking or trying to work something out. So essentially, a mental authority is not making decisions from the mind, but what they feel. In fact, if you can back up something with logic and facts, it's probably coming from your thinking mind rather than your sensing mind. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Something super helpful for a mental authority is having a trusted board of directors, so to speak, to bounce ideas off, hear themselves speak, hear those around them input, and ultimately make the best decision for themselves from there. So if you are a mental authority, as you speak, as you hear insights and perspectives, you will gain clarity on your decision based on how you feel as you're talking it out. Mental authorities can get very lost in their head because this is where their definition is. And there can be a need to get it right. And also, they are susceptible to being swayed by their environment in what's right for them, and ultimately ending up disconnecting from their body and the remembrance that they are the CEO of their life, not somebody else. This can be particularly influenced in the online space, getting swept up in comparison, or, for example, taking a mentor's advice verbatim. It is really important that as a mental authority that you reconnect to your body wisdom and how you feel about something in your body. Do you feel excited or contracted by the decision? It is also vital to get your correct and aligned board of directors and have a healthy environment for decision making that's going to support you both in real life and online. Some helpful prompts that might help you reconnect with your mental authority. So, when have you bounced an idea with someone you trust to make a decision? When have you allowed someone else to make a decision for you and what happened? And what does it feel like in your body when you make a decision from the seat of the CEO? As always, remember there is no right or wrong, good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person. If this all feels really new to you, you don't have to trust your authority overnight. Test it out on small things first, build up that evidence and see how it supports you in real life. It's all about that continual connection and feedback piece back to yourself. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really do hope that you enjoyed today's episode on mental authority. As always, if you would like to message me and share your experiences, reflections, and observations, or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.